早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们请读一节圣经，启示录十二章十一节。
Let's read one verse by scripture, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
就一节圣经，启示录十二章十一节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
十一节。十二章十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 11.
不是十一章，十二章。
Chapter
12. 好，就读这一节圣经，我们一起读。
Let's read together.
终于们一起读，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血。和自己所见证的道，咱们虽至于死，也不爱惜生。我们一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这件事件仰望到你恩典的手中。
Lord, we place the following time in your hands.
愿圣灵借助荆棘说话。
And then may the Holy Spirit speak to us through thorn.
愿你自己的话语实在能够进入神的心中。
May your words enter into our hearts.
好让我们实在的生活与侍奉能成为你自己的见证。
So that our life on earth and our services will be the witness of yourself.
我们恳请你高抹说的翻的跟听的。
And then may you anoint the listener, the speaker, and the translator.
让实在是我们为进入圣灵所说的话，我们都能够起来成为你自己的见证人。
Because the words from the Holy Spirit, let us rise up, become the witness of you.
我们感谢赞美你，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We thank you and praise you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天就这一节圣经，所以我们常常说我们要为主做见证，或者说，我们的生活是为了主耶稣的见证。
Many times we say we want to testify our Lord, or our life is the testimony of the Lord.
我们说我们教会聚在一起是为了主耶稣的见证。
And we say we gather together is for the witness of the Lord.
那么我们要问问题说到底见证。
We will ask what is the testimony.
什么是主耶稣的见证？
What is the testimony of the Lord?
什么是我们为主做见证？
What is to testify for the Lord?
几个礼拜前宗立信给大家讲过了什么是见证。
And a couple of weeks ago, Brother John is already taught this topic.
宗立信讲得很清楚。
And he talked in very in detail.
我还建议大家回去听2001年的那个西安特会的信息。
I will recommend you to listen to the message from WCCC in 2001.
陈锡曾弟兄、吴和熙弟兄还有江弟兄，他们分别讲神的见证、主耶稣基督的见证和我们的见证。
Brother Christian Chen, Brother Wu, Brother Stephen Kong, they all have talked about the testimony of the Lord, testimony of Jesus Christ, and our testimonies.
他们弟兄们讲得非常清楚。
And their message are very clear.
所以我本来的负担是想给大家交通这个奉献的事情。
My burden was about the consecration.
但是在主面前再寻求以后，觉得我应该再在这个题目上再给大家有一点交通。
After I seek the Lord, and I think I would like to emphasize the testimony.
再加重的有点交通。
I want to emphasize more.
好，我们知道我们为什么要奉献。
I want us to know why do we have to consecrate to the
Lord. 奉献的目的是什么
？What's the purpose?
因为这是我们生活、学习、工作、侍奉和聚会的目的。
This is the purpose of our life, our study, our work, and our services.
在见证这件事上。
On the issue of witness,
我们无论如何怎么样那个强调都不会过分。
It is how no matter how we emphasize it, it won't be too much.
所以我们今天主若乐意，我想从另外一个角度给大家来交通这个题目。
If it God's will, and I will to fellowship this topic in another perspective.
就是自己所见证的道。
And that is their testimony. No, I mean their testimonies.
The word of their testimony.
The word of their testimony.
所以我们刚刚读到那个启示录十二章十一节。
We just read Revelation chapter 12 verse 11.
那是讲到第一批活着被提到宝座的圣者。
That was mentioned the first group that is they were raptured alive.
Upon to the throne.
Upon the throne.
他们胜过魔鬼撒旦。
They overcome Satan.
是因着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
By the blood of the lamb and by the word of their testimony.
那么什么是他们所见证的道呢
？What is their testimony？
在那个使徒行传26:16，主对保罗这样说。
In Acts chapter 26 verse 16, Paul says.
他说：“我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，把你所看见的事和将要我将要指示你的事证明出来。”
And then I have appeared to you for this purpose to make you a minister and a witness both of the things that you will have seen and of the things which I will reveal to you.
所以简单的讲，见证就是把我们所听见、所看见、所听见的和主要进一步启示我们的来证明出来。
Simply.To testify is to review what is we have seen or what is the Lord will reveal us.
在那个以赛亚书3:10-12，主这样说。
In Isaiah chapter 43, the Lord told us.
他说：“你们是我的见证。”
You are my witnesses.
即使这样，便可以知道，并且相信，又明白我就是耶和华神。
That you may know and believe me and understand that I am the Lord.
唯有我是耶和华，除我以外没有救主。
I am the Lord, and beside me there is no savior.
所以我们的见证就是要见证，用我们的生命和生活来见证主耶稣的所事和所在，所事和所做。
And then our testimony is we testify the Lord.Who Lord is and then what he have done through our lives.
我们来见证他不但是创造的神。
We will witness that not only he is creator.
他也是救赎的主。
And he is the savior.
他更被万有之主做万有的主宰。
He is the Lord of the Lords and then he reigns over all.
所以按照合法的权益来说，万有都归他所有，他对万有约有拥有绝对的主权。
Legally, all things that belong to him, he has the absolute sovereignty.
所以我们今天在地上为主做见证，就是用我们的生活、我们的聚会、我们的侍奉来见证主在我们身上掌权作王。
Today, when we testify our Lord is through our lives, and then we testify that the Lord has the absolute right over our lives.
他对我们的生命有绝对的主权。
He has the absolute sovereignty over our lives.
让他借着这个事情在我们身上做工，知道他的主权和荣耀充满万有。
Through all things that he worked on us, and until him will fill in all things.
我们在启示录12:11刚读的那个他们自己所见证的道。
In Revelation, it tells us the brothers is the word of the testimony.
这个道在希腊语言文就是 logos。
The word in Greek is logos.
就是约翰一福音1:1里头就太初之道，道与神同在，就是又是神自己，那就是子神，我们的主耶稣基督。
In John verse chapter 1, it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that is God the Son.
他是创造的神，是全能的主，是至高无上，对一切拥有绝对主权的，通贯一切的那一位。
He's the God of creation, and then he has the sovereignty to rule everything.
我们知道在创世纪一开始，当主恢复了被撒旦破坏的渊面黑暗、空虚混沌的大地之后
When we see in Genesis chapter 1 after the Lord restored the earth that is destroyed by Satan
他又照着自己的形象跟样式造了人
He created man according to his own image
让他们来为神权来为神执掌王权把荣耀归给他
So he let the mangovern the earth and then until to give the to give the power to him.
Glory to the Lord.
Glory to him.
然而亚当就是第一个人堕落了，辜负了神。
However, the first man Adam fall.
使得从来就没有人能见过神。
And for sure, the glory of God, and then make people we have never seen God at any time.
于是这位在父怀里的独生子就亲自来做人。做了幕后的亚当和第二个人。
So the begotten Son in the bosom of the Father came to the earth, become a man.
他作为末后的亚当，来结束了整个亚当的族类。
Become the last Adam and then ended the Adam's race.
作为第二个人，他开始了一个新的族类。
As the second man, he started a new race.
他来了道成肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典，有真理。
He came, he became and dwelt among us, and full of grace and truth.
使我们这些活在肉中的人能够亲眼看他的荣光。正是父独生子的荣光。
So that we live in flesh, but we can in person we see His glory, that the glory of the Father.
我要向我们把神来表明出来。
And then it's through us it will manifest God Himself.
这就是道成肉身，神的道活在主耶稣基督个人肉身生命当中。
That is God became flesh, and then God lives within the flesh of Jesus.
因为生命在他里面。
Because life is in him.
他说，人看见了我，就看见了父。
He says, people see me, they see the Father.
难怪保罗在那里惊叹说，大哉敬虔的奥秘，无一不以为然。
No wonder Paul says, without controversy, great is the mercy of goodness, God.Yeah, it's goodness.
Godliness.
Godliness.
对，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被看见，被传于万邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。提摩太前书三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 10. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed in the world, received up in glory.
这段话它不单应用在主耶稣。基督个人身上。
This is not only for Jesus.
今天也正在应验在教会的身上。
It is fulfilled at His church.
直到最后，教会被接进荣耀当中去。
To the point that the church will be raptured into the glory.
因为这个生命就在你我每个人的里面。
Because that life is in you and in me.
要让我们丰丰满满的把这个。在我们聚在一起的时候，把神更丰丰满满的让人看见。
When we get together, we will people will see God's fullness through us.
所以当初主耶稣基督如何在他的肉身把神给表现出来
？How the Lord manifests God in flesh of Christ?
好让人看见他，就看见了那看不见的神。
So people see Him, they see God.
看来如何为光做见证，就是要让众人来信服他。
When John the Baptist and how he testified the light and then that all the people come here believe.
今天我们在地上的生活无论是个人生活还是教会生活。
Our life, no matter is individually or is corporately.
就是用那住在我们里面的生命来为光做见证把神发表出来。
It is we manifest the life within us, which is the light of God.
让世人甚至让那看不见的那个灵界属灵界因着看见我们就看见了看不见的主
May the worldly people even in the spiritual world when they see us they see the Lord
因此也能顺服他
So they will obey him
这就是我们那个被磨成神儿子样式的那个意思
That is the meaning that we are molded into the image of his son
这是主耶稣基督亲自所见证的道
That is what the Lord he testified
是历史历代圣徒所见证的道
That is the word the saints
也是我们今天所要见证的道
That is the word that we need to testify
这是我们作为神的儿女我们聚在一起在神家聚在一起的目的
That is the purpose as children of God. We gather here at the house of God.
来见证基督在我们身中间是他是我们的他是我们的王他是我们基督身体的头
To testify Christ is our King, is our head.
他不但是我们个人的主，他更是我们团体的主，是万有的主宰
Not only he's the Lord of our individual life, but also the Lord of our corporate life, and he reigns over all.
那么这个生所以这我们看见这个见证是一个生命的见证
We see this testimony is the testimony of a life
所以这个见证的道就是生命之道的见证
The word of the testimony is to testify life
So 这个见证之道的生命它有一些特征
And this life of testimony have characteristics.
所以我们今天要看几个这样的特征。
I want to talk about the couple of characteristics.
第一个特征就是降卑自己做奴仆的生命见证。
And the first one is the life of testimony of humbleness as a bond servant.
我们首先要看见这个生命是借着十字基督借着十字架来做奴仆的生命。
And then first of all, we see the life of a servant for Jesus is through the cross.
奴仆在他的生命当中没有什么东西是属于他自己的。
A servant has nothing, owns nothing for himself.
他的生活的目的也不是为他自己的。
And then he doesn't live for himself.
他的一切都属于主，包括他自己的生命也属于他的主人。
Everything he has, including his own life, belong to his master.
他只为他的主人而活。
He only lived for his master.
主耶稣道成肉身所表现的神奴仆的形象就是这样的样子。
And the Lord became flesh and then take the form of a bond servant. That is the life.
腓立比书二章六节告诉我们说，他本有神的形象，不以神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的，成为人的样式。
And then Philippians, it tells us,Being in the form of God did not consider his robbery to the equal with God, but made himself of no reputation take the form of bond servant and become the likeness of man.
所以接下来第八节他就告诉我们，他既做了奴仆，既以了人的样子，就自己卑微，凡事寻求体贴，顺服父神的旨意，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And then continue, it says, as being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
他以此来见证父是他的头。
And then he testified that Father is the head.
来见证他在地上生活的目的完全是为着父和他的旨意。
To testify the purpose of his life on earth is to testify the Lord, God Father, and then to fulfill His will.
这是马可福音让我们看见那个主耶稣基督做奴仆的形象。
That is the book of Mark tells us the Lord has as a servant.
那个神学者斯柏格弟兄还让我们看见另外一件事情。
Brother Speck.
Yes,
Sparks, and then he led us to see the life of a servant of the Lord.
他告诉我们说，主耶稣基督甘愿上十字架，是为了神的主权。
He said the Lord is willing to go to the cross is for the sovereignty of God.
他在十字架上，从永世到永世，保存了神的主权。保全了神的主权。
On the cross, he kept God's sovereignty from everlasting to everlasting.
所以他来地上做奴仆，他不仅仅是做事，而是要借着这个奴仆的生命来保全神的主权。
He came as a servant is not only to do things, but to keep the sovereignty of God.
To secure the sovereignty of God.
To secure the sovereignty of God.
Or right of God.这是完全不同于任何属世的思想和观念。
This is a totally different concept from the world.
所以难怪在使徒行传刚开始出去的门徒称我们主耶稣叫圣徒。
No wonder in the first those saints call our Lord holy servant.
Yeah, holy servant. 所以不但主耶稣基督是奴仆，当初的门徒也都称他们自己是奴仆。
Not only Lord called himself a servant, and all the disciples called themselves as the servant of the Lord.
我们至少看见那个新约书信和启示录的作者，他们都称自己是主耶稣的奴仆。
In the epistles of the New Testament and in Revelations, the authors they call themselves the servant of the Lord.
正应验了主的话说，学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。
And then this is why the Lord says the disciples were not over the master, and then the servant were not over the master, the teacher, servant and master. Yeah.
凡是见证主耶稣基督是他们的救主，是他们的主。
Everything they testify is Lord is their savior, is their master.
哎，我们在生活上中，生活给侍奉的每一件事情上，都能够见证主的救主，主是我们的主。
And then in our daily life, we need to testify that he's our Savior. He's the Lord of our life.
他坐在我们心中的宝座上。
He sat in the throne in our hearts.
那个斯柏格弟兄还告诉我们说，他说，在这个宇宙当中最终极的问题，就是主耶稣基督，也就是我们见证的最终极的问题，就是主耶稣基督在宇宙当中对每一件事情上的绝对权柄，绝对主权。
Brother Sparks in his books is mentioned the ultimate issue in the whole universe and the ultimate issue in histories, and that is the sovereignty of the Lord.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Absolutely
right of the Lord Jesus over everything. 这个主权是没有分割的，是没有抗衡的，是没有保留的。
This sovereignty is undivided, unrivaled, unreserved.
是一个绝对的主权。
It's an absolute sovereignty.
巴不得我们省察我们每天的生活的方方面面，到底在每一件事情上是主做主，还是我们自己做主？
I hope that we will examine our lives in is it everything as the Lord is our Lord, and then is the Lord in our lives?Is he the master of our lives?
Yeah. 有多少的事我们是不是在自己做主，把荣耀归给我们自己呢？
Is it many times we are the master and then we give glory to ourselves?
那是我们在分割神的荣耀跟主权。
That is we divided God's sovereignty.
有多少时候我们在抗拒神的旨意呢？
Is it many times we resist the will of God?
对他说不，在抗拒神的主权呢？
We say no to him, we resist his sovereignty.
更有很多的时候我们是对主有保留，甚至愿意把最小的一把钥匙扣在自己手里头呢？
Is that many times we reserve things from the Lord and we want to keep the key in our hands?
这奴仆的见证就是这样，主在我们个人身上，我们众人当中拥有绝对的主权。
As the life of a servant, that is to testify, the Lord has the absolutely right in our lives.
巴不得我们能记住这么一句话。
I hope we can remember this one sentence.
就是当主耶稣基督向埃菲马尔弟兄显现的时候。
When the Lord appeared to brother F.B. Meyer.
当他把自己最小的一把钥匙扣在手里不肯交给主的时候。
He would like to hold a small key in his hand and he did not willing to hand over the key to the Lord.
主对他说，我如果不是你全部的主，我根本就不是你的主。
The Lord told the brother, say, if I am not your Lord of all, I am not your Lord at all.
在教会初期，门徒和使徒们，他们不但是主的奴仆，他们也是众圣徒的奴仆。
At the first church, those disciples, they're not only the servant of all the saints, but allto the Lord, but also they're the servant for all the saints.
他们效法主的榜样，彼此洗脚，彼此顺服，彼此服侍，彼此相爱。
They imitate the example of the Lord, and then they obey to each other, to one another, and they wash feet for one another.
比如说，在那个《使徒行传》18章，他告诉我们说，那个时候有大有恩赐的一个大教师亚波罗出现。
In Exodus chapter 18, it tells us at that time there was a great teacher, Apollo.
Yeah.
Apollo had the great gifts, but he only knew the baptism of John.
百基拉和亚居拉就把他接到自己的家中。
And so Aquila and Priscilla heard about this. They took him to their house.
就把神的道更加详细地讲给他听。
So they explained to him the way of God more accurately.
所以从此历史上就有了一个亚波罗这一个大教师。
So we find Apollo the great teacher in history.
我们说不准希伯来书就是他写的。
Maybe the book of Hebrew is he is the author of the book of Hebrew.
这是我自己的。记得江弟兄他说他也是这样想的，他也是这样。
This is my own opinion. I remember Brother Kong. I mentioned this once.
你要知道，弟兄姊妹，这是很不容易的事情。
This is not easy.
相对来说，要让我们坐在主的脚前来服侍他，这并不太难。
If we sit before the feet of the Lord and then to serve Him, that's not so hard.
因为他是主人，我们是仆人。
Because he's the master, we're the servants.
让我们坐在主的脚前，听他教导，这也不太难。因为他是老师，我们是学生。
It is not so hard if we sit before the feet of the Lord and listen to his teaching, because he's the teacher, we're the students.
但是要让我们坐在弟兄姊妹的脚前来服侍他，是何等的难。
And how hard it is if we sit before the feet of the brothers and sisters and we serve them.
让我们坐在弟兄姊妹的脚前来听他们的教导是何等的难。
It is very hard if we sit before the feet of the brothers and sisters and to their teaching.
因为我们服不下来。
Because we do not obey. We don't humble ourselves.
如果你对主有足够的认识和经历，你对教会历史有足够的认识和经历。
If we know the Lord enough, if we know the history of the church enough,
你会知道在神儿女当中的最大难处之一就是彼此不服。
You know, the most difficult at the church of God is that we do not humble ourselves one another.
你知道我们从一开始就看见这十二个门徒跟随主三年半主要上十字架的时候他们还在彼此相争谁为大。
From the 12 disciples that they followed the Lord 3.5 years, even before the Lord went to Calvary, they still argue who will be the greatest.
彼此不服彼此不能顺服不断地在破坏着主的见证。
We disobey one another. That destroys the testimony of the Lord. Of the
我们感谢主，他为我们领样。
Thank the Lord, He set a good example for us.
让我们能够彼此顺服，彼此洗脚。
So we can obey to one another and to wash feet for one another.
我们要求主大大的施恩怜悯我们。
May the Lord has great mercy on us.
让我们看见。主耶稣基督住在我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹里面。
Let us to see the Lord is with our brothers and sisters.
坐在弟兄姊妹脚前来服侍他，就是服侍那住在他里面的主。
If we sit before the feet of the brother and sister and serve them, that is to serve the Lord.
服侍他弟兄中最小的一个，就是服侍主。
If we serve the least brothers, that is to serve the Lord.
坐在弟兄姊妹脚前听他们的教导，就是听从主的教导。
If we listen to the teaching of the brothers and sisters, that is, we listen to the Lord.
听从最小的一个弟兄的教导，就是听从主的教导，只要合乎圣经。
If it's from the Bible, if we listen to at least brothers' teaching, that is, we listen to the Lord's teaching.
这就是主奴仆的见证。
That is the testimony of a servant.
耶稣基督不但在我们个人里面做，在我们团体中间做主。
We testify that the Lord is not only the Lord in our individual life, but is the Lord in our corporate life.
愿这大家明白，这在神的面前有无比的价值。
Let us to understand this come with high value in the eyes of God.
第二个，那个我要给大家交通的特征是，就是交通于基督的苦难与死而复活的生命见证。
The second characteristics I would like to fellowship is the testimony of the life of the fellowship of Christ suffering and death.
那个你知道我们罗马书告诉我们说，他说主耶稣神在我们身上的心意就是为了把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
You know, in the book of Romans, God's heart desire is to want to mold us into the image of His Son.
好让他能够带众子进入荣耀。
So that He can bring many sons to glory.
这是希伯来书二章十节告诉我们。
That is the Hebrew chapter 2 verse 10 tells us.
你知道使徒保罗对这个非常的感兴趣，非常渴慕。
And you know, Apostle Paul very long for this.
他饥渴至极的呼喊说：“他说，是我认识耶稣，是我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我得以从死里复活。”这是。腓立比书三章十到十一节。
He is so thirst for this, so he writes, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from his death.
他懂得我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也必在他复活的形状上与他联合。罗马书六章五节。
He understood like what Romans he wrote it. If we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
我们若与他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。罗马书八章十七节。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 7 says, indeed, if we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
保罗在腓立比书三章十二节，他接着说，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着，所以得着我的。
So in Philippians chapter 3, Paul says, but I press on that I may lay hold of that is for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
我只有一件事，就是忘记背后努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I have one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press on to the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ.
他不单只是这样说说而已，这更是他自己的经历。
Not only he just say so, but this is his experiences.
他在哥林多那个后书四章八到十节里，他就告诉我们他这些经历。
In 2 Corinthians, yeah, he told us those experiences.
他说我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不知失望，遭逼迫却不知丢弃，打倒了却不知死亡，身上常带着基督的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上，因为我们这活着是常被他交于死地，是耶稣基督生也在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always caring about the body of dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we also live are always delivered to the death of Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
这次在西安特会上，我遇到一位我们大家都尊重的那个服侍主的弟兄。
In this West Coast Christian Conference, I met a servant of the Lord.
他面对教会所产生的极大难处，这两年来主让他深深地经历这些话。
When he faced the difficulties of the church and in the past 2 years, he deeply experienced what Paul said.
保罗他不但自己这样经历。
Not only Paul experienced this.
劝勉门那个众圣徒都这样。
And then he encouraged all the saints to do the same way.
所以他在腓立比书二章五节告诉说，你们当以耶稣的心为心。
So in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 he says, let this mind be you which is also in Christ Jesus.
在哥林多后书四章十节他告诉我们说，我们这自战自清的苦楚，为要我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
初期的圣徒就是这样，他们是以配为耶稣基督受苦、受羞辱为荣耀。
You know, at the first church, those saints, they think they are worthy to suffer shame for Lord's name.
每当受到这些羞辱 苦难的时候，他们又以此为荣耀，欢喜，心中心里欢喜。
And then they heart rejoice, they counter those sufferings and then perplex.
保罗跟希拉在被腓立比内也是为着主的名受苦的时候，他们心中欢喜，唱诗赞美神。
When Paul and Silas, when they are in the prison in Philippi, But they rejoice and sing in the prison.
圣经告诉我们说，那个保罗告诉我们说，我们效法他的死，磨成他死的形状，是有个样式形状的。
And then the Bible tells us when we mold into his image, the death it come with a form.
所以他让我们要磨成基督死的样式。
And he wants us to mold into the image of the death of Christ.
咱们读过那个腓立比书三章十节里头那个死，它的希腊的原文是它的意思是一个结局性的死。他说被磨成基督死，那个是经过了一个过程，最后是一个结局的死。
The death is mentioned in 2 Corinthians.
Philippians 3:10.
Death die is a process. It's dying. It's a process of death. Dying.
Is a state of.
It's a state of death.
After the hopeless.Conclusive death， 它包括了整个过程，最后到一个死的结局。
Include the whole process to the end of the result is the death。
弟兄们还告诉我们说，圣经常常让我们告诉我们一个那个最后的结局，但是却不告诉我们那个过程。
And brothers often tells us the Bible many times tells us the result.But it didn't tell us the detail.
就圣经的确让我们看见是这样，很多时候是这样子的。
Indeed, the Bible many times don't show us the detail of the result.
但是我里头还有一个感觉，就是神的话也常常让我们看见一些过程。
But I feel that from the Word of God, actually it showed us the process and the details.
特别是在我们跟被磨成主的形象， 跟随羔羊的脚中的这个方面。
And then in the aspect that we follow the lamb and we were mold into his.
在那些历史事件的记载后面，给了我们许多的细节。
And then in the industry that recorded and actually, it showed us the details.
在哥林多后书四章十节里，他说他身保罗说他身上常带着耶稣的死。
In Corinthians, 2 Corinthians tells us, and then always caring about the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus.
Yeah, 我们姊妹翻译的很对，这个地方的死跟腓立比书三章十节那个死不一样，这是 dying.
This is different than the Philippians. That one is dead, but this one, Chinese is dead, but English is dying.
就是一个动作，是一个动词，动作。
It's an action in progress.
它不是一个状态。
It is not a status.
它是常常带上身上的一个动作。
And then here is an action.
是一个在过程当中的动作。
It's an action in progress.
那孙弟兄在今年的 WCS 中，他根据腓立比书二章五到八节总结出效法基督的那个七个下台阶。
In this year's WCCC conference, Brother Sun summarized. The seven steps and then
steps down,
seven
downstairs.
Downward, yeah.
让大家可以仔细去听听。
You can get online and listen to it.
所以我那个刚才前讲到那个主自己如何谦卑自己做奴仆。
And then I already mentioned how Lord humbled himself, take the form of a bond servant.
我现在要借着从变化山到加勒山的图画给大家来看什么叫做磨成主耶稣受苦跟死的形状。
And then now from the picture from Mount Transfiguration down to Mount Calvary, and then I will tell you what is have the form of a servant.
Yeah. 希伯来书十二章二节说，主耶稣他因着摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
And then it says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured.The cross, despising the shame that has sat down at the right the throne of Father, of God.
从变化到加略山，我们不难确定，那个摆在主前面的喜乐，就是让我们这个救恩的元帅在众子进入荣耀。
The joy that the Lord has, and then we can imagine that is He will take all the sons into glory. That is how He can take from Mount.Transfiguration all the way down to Mount Calvary.
在变化山上，他已经完全有资格直接从那儿回到父那里头去。
In Mount Transfiguration, he's qualified. He can directly went to the Father.
但如果他从那儿直接回到父那里头去的话，在神面前作为人到神那里去的，只有一个人在荣耀当中。
If he went to the Father directly as a man, he's the only one can went to the Father.
但是他却下了山
but he went down to the mountain
定义向耶路撒冷去
and then he has predestined to go to Jerusalem
他搜查了山完成了神救赎的工作凯旋得胜
and then he went to Mount Calvary complete salvation work win the victory
回到父宝座那里我要带众子进入荣耀
he went to the throne of the Father in order to take all sons into glory
这是一段受苦受辱走向十字架死的过程
That is the process from suffering and then went to the cross.
我们要仔细读这些细节的话，可以看见这个里头有许许多的样式，要把我们磨成的。
And then went to see those details. There is he want to mold us into the images, the many images, not only one.
我今天只给大家交通一个，就是人给他戴上荆棘的冠冕。
I will tell fellowship one image that is the people will give him the crown of a thorn.
来羞辱他，来折磨他。
To despise him, to torture him.
你知道荆棘是最无用的东西，烧火都不是好料，一把火就完了。
You know the thorn is useless. We even don't use it for heat, for fire.
他不用，而且满身长刺，无论谁你只要摸着他，马上就受伤。
Not only is useless, as thorn, no matter who touch it, will get hurt.
荆棘第一次出现在圣经当中是在创世纪第三章。
When Bible first recorded thorn is in Genesis chapter 3.
Yeah. 当亚当犯罪以后，神咒住地，地就长出荆棘来。
When after Adam sinned, the God cursed the earth, so the earth grow thorns.
使人终生的劳碌少得收成或者不得收成。
So we have to labor and we we have less harvest, maybe no harvest.
这说到堕落的人性，那刺伤人以及阻挠破坏人和神工作的那个天性。
That is our fallen, corrupted nature. It's just like a thorn.
它代表神的咒诅。
That's the curse from God.
其次是在创世纪第二十二章。
And then he recorded in Genesis chapter 22.
你知道当亚当在摩利亚山上把他儿子放在祭坛上举刀要死的时候。
When Abraham put that on the altar and then he's about to kill him.
创世纪二十二章十三节他说这时那个神就给他呼叫他说亚伯拉你不要杀那个孩子。
In Genesis chapter 22 verse 13, God called Abraham said, do not kill your son.
然后亚伯拉罕举目观看不料有一只公羊双脚扣在稠密的小树丛中小树中亚伯拉罕就取到那只公羊来献为燔祭代替他的儿子。
Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in the thicket, and then by its horn. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son.
中文说小树丛，它原来的意思就是 thicket of thorns.
Okay, and actually it is the horn was caught by the thicket of thorn.
就是一个荆棘丛。
That is a thorn bush.
你知道那个公羊一般的脚头上都长着两只脚。
No, the ram has two horns.
他全部的能力都在那两只脚上。
Strength is on his horns.
然而那两只有能力的脚却被荆棘给困住了。
However, this strong horns was strangled by the thorn bush.
这就说到我们主耶稣基督是作为神的儿子。
That is to talking about our Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God.
他的能力是浩大无边的。
He is powerful, is unlimited.
但却为了爱的缘故，甘愿让荆棘来困住、扣住他那大能的头，他的大能。
Because of love, he is willing to let his power be restrained by the thorn.
他甘愿。让这代表荆棘救主的荆棘戴在他最尊贵的头上作为一个荣耀的冠冕。
He is willing to let a thorn as a curse to crown on his head.
这是痛苦，这是羞辱，以此为荣耀。
But that's suffering, that's despising, but he take it as glory.
他为我们成为咒诅。
He took our curse.
甘愿把那个咒诅戴在头上作为他荣耀的冠冕。
And he's willing to take the curse onto his head.
这大概是圣经最后一次提到荆棘。
That might be it's the last time the Bible mentions thorn.
所以荆棘的冠冕是通向荣耀冠冕的必经之路。
The crown of a thorn is the path to the crown of glory.
因为他曾戴了荆棘的冠冕，所以他今天戴着荣耀的冠冕。
Because he was crowned by the thorn, now he wears the crown of glory.
我们再回头看第三次荆棘在圣经当中怎么出现的。
And let's see, the Bible recorded the thorn, the third time.
那是在出埃及记第三章。
That is in the Exodus chapter 3.
大家都知道了，就是摩西所看见的荆棘火焰的异象。
That is we already know that is the image that Moses saw the flame of the thorn.
神在那里实在是说，那个荆棘就是摩西，就是以色列人。
God actually is telling Moses that is Moses is Israelites.
他们不但无用，而且伤人。
Not only they're useless, but they hurt people.
但神却无用的摩西给以色列人。来彰显他烈火般的荣耀和大能。
But God will use the useless man and to manifest His glory, His power.
这是一定要说到我们今天我们蒙恩神的儿女。
That is to talk about us as children of God.
我们的天性就是那是当受咒诅的荆棘。
Our nature is the cursed thorn.
无用且伤人。
Useless and hurt people.
阻挠神和人的工作。
And then we stop the work of God and the work of man.
但神要需要用这些荆棘来彰显他、发表他圣灵烈火的大能的荣耀。
But the Lord will use those vessels to manifest His glory.
我在我短短的半生当中也受过不少的苦。
In my life, I suffered a lot.
受过的苦难当中，也受过弟兄姊妹很多的安慰和扶持。
I wasn't received comfort from brothers and sisters during my trials.
在艰难中的人，也成了弟兄姊妹心中的重担，甚至很可能成了那伤他们的经济。
Their hardships and the people in these hardships maybe was the thorn hurt brothers and sisters.
为了鼓励安慰我，一个曾经帮助我家帮助最多的。 姊妹，她这样劝说。
In order to comfort me, one sister who helped me a lot, she used to say.
她说她很羡慕我受苦。And
she said, I admire that you can suffer.
因为她说她看见，因为主看见我配得为他受苦，所以主就让我给他受苦。Because
Lord considered me is worthy of his suffering.
所以。 虽然姊妹的这样安慰，是我里头蛮多鼓励跟安慰。
And then even though this comfort me.
虽然也很多情况之下也从来没有抱怨。
And even many times I didn't complain.
但里头却没有喜乐。
But I don't have joy in me.
更谈不上有荣耀的感觉。
And not think about there is a feel of glory.
直到半年前，当我才重新跟出版社校对那本书的时候。
Until 6 months when I tried to revise the book that I translated.
我重新修改其中的一句话。I
was revising one sentence.
这是斯巴克弟兄的书。And
that is the book from Brother Sparks.
我把我翻译的中文读出来，让我们弟兄姊妹念英文。我把这个写出来了。
I will read this sentence.
他说，那个新瓶就主要所用的那个器皿，要寻找一直要寻找那个器皿，必须在生活跟侍奉的每一个细节上，都以圣灵的绝对管制为荣。
A new crew, the vessel, must be that is glorified in the absolute government of the Holy Spirit in every detail of life and service.
直到那一天,
till that day,
我里头才开始有一点点荣耀的感觉。
I just feel a little bit, you know, glorious.
我常常说我在属灵的世界，我常常是一个dummy，就是很愚笨的人。
I was full of spiritual ways.
20多年才学到这么一个功课。I
learned one lesson. It took me more than years.
多少的苦我们好像白受。Many
times we suffer for nothing.
嘴里头没有抱怨，心里头也是苦不堪言。Even
though we didn't complain, but our heart is full of bitterness.
没有看见这是主赐给我们的荣耀。But
we didn't see that's the glory that the Lord gave it to us.
这是主赐给我们得荣耀冠冕的机会。That
is the chance that the Lord crowned us with glory.
那天我祷告主，让他怜悯恩待我。And
that day I asked the Lord have mercy on me.
让我能够看见，因着这荆棘冠冕背后的荣耀，我就甘愿为他受苦。And
let me to see and for this glory, I'm willing to suffer with him.
在前面的路一定还会有许多的软弱和失败。I
will have weaknesses and failures.
但我们相信主一定在我们上能够成就他定义要做成的荣耀之功。
But I believe that the Lord will accomplish His will, His works on us.
因为圣灵借着保罗说，他说基督在你们里边那荣耀的盼望，哥罗西书1:27直译的。
Colossians chapter 1:27, Paul says, "Christ in you, the hope of glory."
这是在WC在西安特会的时候。 那个在我服侍的那个分组小组里头。
In this year's WCCC, in the group that I served.
那个每天都有几位中国大陆来的弟兄姊妹。
There are a couple of brothers and sisters from mainland China.
有一天，有一位在大陆那个家政教会当中有服侍的姊妹，在我们中间提起一些事情。
One day, a sister who served in the family church in mainland, and then she mentioned a couple of things.
她提到在家庭教会当中。 因为我们中国人那个传统的做法作风，给教会带来很多的难处，甚至还有分裂的现象。
At the family church, because the tradition of Chinese, and it brings a lot of difficulties, even divisions at the church.
为了那个劝勉大家，我当时就把这个点稍微提了一下。
And then in order to exhort everybody, I will mention a couple of points.
家庭跟教会生活当中。
In the life of our family and the church,
不但我们堕落的天性成为刺伤伤害人的经济,
our corrupted nature is as a thorn to hurt others.
我们也常常受到经济的伤害.
We also ourselves be hurt.
夫妻发生口角,
the argue between couples.
孩子不听话。
And our children, the disobedient children.
事上意见不一致，却不能却不互不相让。
And the disagreement at the services, and then we don't want to give up.
这都是荆棘。
Those are all thorns.
这都是人堕落的天性。
And that's the fallen nature.
多少时候我们用血气碰血气，用荆棘碰荆棘。
Many times we use flesh come from flesh.Thorn come from thorn.
相互伤害对方，造成许多的难处。
And we hurt one another and bring many difficulties.
把这主怜悯在我们身上。
We hope the Lord see on us.
让我们看见并体会到这是主给我们要。
Let us to see and to understand this is the chance to receive glory.
这是主给我们得荣耀的机会。
That's the chance to receive glory.
我们因此甘愿。甘心愿意把那个荆棘戴在我们头上。
So let us be willing to put the thorn of the crown of the thorn onto our head.
虽然这是痛苦的，是给我们带来伤害。
And even though it's suffering, even it hurts.
巴不得我们一看见那个摆在前面那些荣耀。
Let us to see the glory set before us.
就愿意效法主的脚踪，跟前面那些弟兄姊妹的脚踪。
And then we are willing to follow the steps of the Lord and then the saints.
心甘情愿背起自己的十字架来跟从我们荣耀的主。
And then willing to pick up our cross and follow our Lord.
只有当我们被圣灵充满时，我们才不会伤害人。
And when we are filled by the Holy Spirit, then we will not hurt others.
反而会更让神的荣耀跟话语借着圣灵的火从这个荆棘当中彰显出来。
On the contrary, through burning bush, through the Holy Spirit, it will be the light of God will be manifested.
就如同我们刚才摩西所看见的荆棘火焰一样。
Like the fire in the thorn that Moses saw.
神能够借着那个圣灵的烈火从荆棘当中来说话。
And then by the fire in the thorn, God speaks to us in the thorn.
荆棘不但没有烧毁。
That thorn, is not only burned down.
神可以借着烈火住在荆棘当中。
And then God can dwell among thorns by that flame fire.
从烈火中借助荆棘来传出满带着生命、满带着圣灵能力的话语。
Among the bruise through the fire, and then He will manifest His power and then His glory.
人看见了这个荆棘，就看见了那个。在那个荆棘火焰住在荆棘火焰当中也坐在荆棘火焰上的主。
When people see the thorn, they will see God who sit above the fire thorn, and that's God's glory and God himself.
大唱十字架，十字架，我的夸耀的时候，我们不只是嘴上说说，心里实在是有那个荣耀的感觉。
When we sing the cross is my glory forever, and may we really mean it and we feel it.
这就是交通于基督的苦难，被磨成基督死的形象，那个样式的见证。
That is the testimony of into the fellowship of the suffering and the death of Christ.
他是见证他是那位死而复活的救主，跟坐在宝座上的主。
And then we testify the Lord's resurrection and the Lord who sit on the throne.
第三个方面的那个特征，我要给大家讲，是你平安生命的见证。
The third one I will mention that's the testimony of a peaceful life.
这个生命是一个被基督的平安所充满的生命。
And this life will be filled by the peace of Christ.
上个主日我们巴萨弟兄也给大家讲到这个平安。
Brother Basa mentioned peaceful life last Sunday.
我要今天要简单重复加重。
I want to emphasize.
因为今天基督徒生世界上被许多的事情搅扰。
We live on this earth, we're bothered by many things.
特别是在今天我们在休斯顿被石油行业不景气，经济萧条，大家都许多人都多少为这个工作为生活担忧，这是不可避免的。
Especially we live in Houston, we face the oil industry crisis, the economic crisis, and we worry, but that is inevitable.
仇敌工具生儿女的诸多方法之一，就是千方百计使我们里头失去平安。
One of the ways that Satan wants to attack the children of God is he wants us to lose our peace.
我们里头一失去平安，那一刻在那件事情上他就得胜了。
When we lose peace at that moment on that matter, the enemy wins.
但我们里头有一个平安是没有人能够夺走的。
When we have a peace, there no one can take it away.
那个是主耶稣基督所赐给我们的他自己的平安。
That is the peace from the Lord that He has given to us.
那个约翰福音十四章二十节，他告诉我们说，他说我留下给你们，我将我的平安给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，不要胆怯。
In John chapter 14, it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid."
My peace I give it to you. 我把我的平安赐给你。
My peace I give it to you.
这也是告诉我们，主给我们一个平安。
The peace that the Lord have given to us.
这个平安是他自己的平安。
That's his peace.
在世界上我们有苦难。
We have trials.
他告诉我们说他已经胜过了世界，我们可以放心。
But he has overcome the world.
蓝皮的弟兄说，他曾在 Lady Olga 姊妹的家里看见一个牌匾。
Brother Lance Lambert.
Yeah.
Used to say, he saw a banner at the sister Lady Olga.
Lady Olga 是一个英国的贵族。
Lady Olga is a noble family, British.
他那个牌匾是 Amy Carmichael 姊妹，就是去印度的一个著名的宣教士亲手刻的，送给他的。
And that frame is Amy Carmichael, sister Amy Carmichael, carved and gave it to her.
上面刻着一句话，就是 "My peace, I give it to you."
It is written, "My peace, I give it to you."
兰迪兄他说，他心想这个 Lady Olga， 他有什么那个心里没有平安的？
So our brother Lambert wondered, and then why Lady Olga doesn't have peace?
世界上没几个人像她那样有钱。
Nobody will be richer than her in the world.
没有几个人像她那样做皇室的那个皇室有贵族的爵位的。
And not many people has the royal title like her.
更没有几个人像她那样属灵的。
And not many people will be spiritual like her.
她有时候她会有什么平安不平安的事情呢
？And then why does she need peace?
Lady Olga 告诉兰培的弟兄
And Lady Olga told Brother Lambert,
有一次他被一个极大恐惧所充满
One time there was a great fear filled with her
在他面前为此事迫切祷告的时候
When she prayed
主就给他这一句话 My peace I give to you
The Lord gave her this sentence 我的平安我赐给你
主就让他明白他自己的平安就当他面对十字架的羞辱、苦难和来自人的仇恨时，他能够坦然自若，那个平安。
So she understood that peace from the Lord is when the Lord faced the cross, and then he can face it in his peace.
他能够说父啊，赦免他们。
He can say, Father.Forgive them.
他们说的不，他们不知道。
Because they don't know what do they do.
他能说父啊，愿你的旨意成就。
And they say, Father, may your will be done.
他能说父啊，我把我的灵交在你手里。
So he can say, Father, I commit my spirit unto your hand.
无论遇到什么事情，主总会带我们。
No matter what we encounter, the Lord will take us.
他的必将成就。
His will will.
主那个基督的平安在我们心里作王，无人能够撼动。
When the peace of Christ.Sit in our throne, no one can remove us.
当讲到生命平安的时候，我常常会讲这个我经历的这个故事，这个例子。
When I talking about the peace of life, I always mention the story that I have experienced.
你知道，在西雅图对西雅图地区比较了解的人都知道，那儿有两条那个 floating bridge 浮桥。
If you went to Seattle, you will know there is two floating bridges.
它横穿华盛顿湖。
Across the Lake Washington.
其中一座叫做520浮桥。
And the one called 520 Bridge.
它从华盛顿大学那边横穿华盛顿湖，一直通到东边的 Belleville.
Across from the University of Washington to the east side of the lake.
把华盛顿湖分开两半。
And then divide the Lake of Washington into two.
湖面上常常有大风吹过。
There are heavy winds.
那个大浪打在那个浮桥上。
And then big waves at the bridge.
当你开上车，正好开上车过去的时候。
You drive through.
当那个大浪打在你的时候。
When the wave hit the car.
就如同多少桶的大桶的水，哗一下打在你的车上。
It's like a many bucket of waters pour onto your car.
好像要把你的车从桥上给掀翻扔出去。
It's like it will toss your car into the lake.
那个感觉非常恐怖的。
It's very terrifying.
因为我一段时间我在微软打工。
And then there's one time I worked at the Microsoft.
我们就住在那个华盛顿大学那个北门外头。
And then we lived next to the university.
经过很多次这样的经历。
I experienced many times.
奇妙的是。
Amazingly.
浮桥的一面是狂风大作。
On the one hand of the bridge has strong wind and waves.
当被浮桥隔开的另一面，平静的你连一丁点水波都看不见。
But on the other side of the lake, there is no wave at all.
在我的脑海当中常常浮现这幅图画。
And then this picture to me very often.
多少年来，它是我心中的激励。
Many years it becomes encouragement to me.
它让我常常思念并珍赏十字架的救恩。
And it reminded me.And then let me meditate the salvation on the cross.
一面魔鬼在我们生活当中兴起许多的风浪，让我们恐惧害怕。
On one hand, the enemy will raise up storms and let us to be afraid.
好像我们要把我们从十字架的道路上把我们艰难给打出去，抛出去。
And then it will toss us away because of the hardships.
但在另一面，就是被十字架工作过的那些地方。
On the other hand, when the place that the cross have worked.
在我们灵魂的最深处
，in the deep of our soul and our spirit，
有一个仇敌所没有办法搅扰的安息。
There is a peace that the enemy cannot disturb us。
但是主耶稣基督自己所赐给我们的平安是没有人能够撼动夺去的。
That's the peace from the Lord that no one can shake us, no one can remove us。
同时，这个风暴也是主来用它来震我们里头一切可以震动的那些惧怕、恐惧的。
And then also the storm can shake everything that we are afraid of.
里面只留下那不能被震动的，就是基督的平安和神的国度。
Then the things remain is the peace that the Lord will give us. It will be unshakable, unremovable.
我昨天晚上读书会的时候，忽然间主让我想起那节经文来，我记不清，今天我查了一下，我把它加到这儿来。
And then last night after Bible study, I am reading one Bible verses.
拿鸿书一章三节。
And then it's from Book of Nahum, chapter 1.
我把它直译过来。
I will directly translate.
他的道路在旋风跟风暴之中，乌云是他脚上的尘土。
And then his way is in the whirlwind
and a storm.
And a storm.
The clouds are the dust of his feet.
The clouds are the dust of his feet.
神在那里运行。
God works among that.
你看见许多在他们经历当中，好像有许多的风暴。
You see, there's many storms in the life of brothers and sisters.
是主在那里运行。
But God works among it.
主在那里工作。
And God works.
在震动里面，一切可以被震动的。
It will shake everything that's shakable.
还留下那不能被震动的。
So that the unshakable will remain.
巴不得主恩待我们。
I hope the Lord have mercy on us.
好使我们因信，让他的平安充满我们。
By faith, let His peace be filled with us.
我们第四个特点，我给大家交通那个爱，生命爱之爱的见证。
And the next one, I will talking about the testimony of love, the life of love.
我今天可能要借时间。
Maybe I will borrow some time from you.
这个生命爱。这个爱的生命使他能够离弃天上的宝座与荣耀，来救罪人如我。
This life of love to made the Lord departed His glorious throne, and then He came to save sinners like me.
因为我们还软弱的时候，基督就在所定的日子，按照定的日子为我们死了。
When we are weak, by the days that predestined, Jesus died for us.
神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
And then God manifested His love for us.
他来把这个爱，他这个爱在充满恩典怜悯的生命里头，他把安置在我们里头。他把这个爱在恩典生怜悯里头那个安置在我们里头。
In His grace and mercy, He put this love to us, to our hearts.
如他自己的话说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典与真理。
And like what He said, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
在离开世界之前，他嘱咐我们一条新命令。他说是：我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。你们这样彼此相爱，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若 有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。约翰福音十三章34-35。
Before he departed earth, he gave us a new commandment. John chapter 13, it says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. But this all I give it to you."
所以你看见在启示录那个第一章的时候，我们看见复活的主。他胸带金带，胸是胸束金带。
In Book of Revelation, we see the resurrected Lord. He was guarded with the golden golden belt.
Golden. 他用神的慈爱来看待每一个儿女跟他的教会。
Golden band.、Okay. Because he used mercy of God and then to receive all the children.
不单主自己是这样。
Not only the Lord is doing this.
你到了那个启示录第十五章的时候，当我们看见那个最后审判七晚审判的七个天使的时候。
And in Revelation 15, when we see the last time when the seven angels.
Seven bowl judgment. The seven angels.
The seven angels who come to judge.
Yeah, 神最后愤怒气晚的大审判，但是那些天使他们也胸间系着金带。
When God poured out the seven bowls of wrath, and then these seven angels, they were guarded with golden band.
天使是没有人性的。
You know, the angels they don't have the human feelings.
在神最后愤怒的大审判当中，天使却能带着神的爱来进行审判。
At the judgment with God's wrath.And those angels, they come with mercy.
这是给我们多大的安慰。
And what a comfort.
这就是神的爱。
That is love of God.
若我们能够那个切实相爱。
If we love one another indeed.
神就看见我们的见证，就知道我们是主耶稣的门徒。
And then people will see our testimonies and then they know we are disciples of our Lord.
人看见我们就看见那么见的主。
When people see us, see the Lord which is unseen.
我听过一个故事，也许大家听过的。
I heard a story, maybe you heard it too.
说到一位弟兄他来聚会的时候，他老在那个地方打瞌睡，而且打呼噜。
And there was a brother, when he come to the gathering, he doze off, and then he even snore.
然后影响聚会啊。
And then that will affect others.
大家对他很不耐烦，但是没有办法。
And then people are annoying, but they can do nothing about it.
他们谁帮他，他帮不了，因为他根本不听大家的话。
And no one can help him because he doesn't listen to others.
最后他就没办法，他们就请一位那个德高望重的老弟兄。
Then they ask a elderly brother.
主日聚会又到了。
And it is Sunday.
老弟兄坐在那位弟兄的身边。
This elderly brother sit next to this brother.
我们弟兄照样打瞌睡打呼噜。
Our brother still doze off and snore.
旁边的人在暗示老弟，赶快帮帮他，不要让他打瞌睡了。
Other people try to show the old elder brothers, can you wake him up? Let him stop.
老弟兄，不要惊动他，不要惊动他。
The old elderly brother says, "Do not bother him."
让他在主脚前好好安睡。
Let him sleep well in the feet of before the feet of the Lord.
看我们弟兄多可爱呀、啊、
！And look how lovely he is.
他累得不得了了。
He is so tired.
他宁可舍弃家里舒服的床榻，非要在主的面前坐在主面前睡觉啊
！He'd rather give up his comfortable bed at home, but he wants to sleep here before the Lord.
在主的脚前，他能睡得安息呢。
He can only sleep well before the feet of the Lord.
老弟兄的话让弟兄听见了。
So this brother heard what this elderly brother said.
大家不难猜到这个结果。
And then you will see the result.
我们弟兄从此再不再瞌睡。
Our brother never doze off and then snore again.
这就是爱的生命的见证。
That is the testimony of the life of love.
下面我要给大家交通是一个与世界分别的圣洁的生命见证。
Next, I will share.The testimony of a light is separate from a sanctified life.
这个是世界风这个 holy 的那个这个生命是让我们对生命就看待事情一个完全不同的价值。
This life will let to see things with a different value.
让我们看世界的眼光跟世人完全不同。
We will see the things with a different perspective than.The worldly people.
主告诉我们说，他说你们不要效法这个世界，要只要心意更新而变化， 叫你们查验何为神纯全善良可喜悦的旨意。罗马书十二章二节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says, Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that is what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这个生命能够让我们的眼目离开属世的事物，抬头望天，把荣耀归给神。
This life will let us to depart from what things in the world, and we will look up heaven.
就是路加福音所记载，我们主耶稣医治的那个妇人，驼背十八年看着地，主把他医治，能够仰天赞美神。
This is what happened for that woman who was bent over for 18 years, and after the Lord healed her, she lifted up her head and praised the Lord.
假如我们在工作上与人论长短增高低，让世界的名利占据我们的心，我们有这样会有这样的见证吗？
If we are at work, we want to try to compete with others. We want to take the glory. Can we have such testimony?
当然，我们在工作当中必须全力以赴，然后呢，好好的工作，然后呢，为主做见证。
Of course, we need work hard, but we work hard and to testify the Lord.
得到当得的报酬跟地位，这个无可非议的。
And then we will receive our wages, and this is nothing wrong.
两个礼拜前，宗弟兄在这边。
And then 2 weeks ago, Brother John was here.
吃午餐的时候，我问了我们宗弟兄一个问题。
And then during lunch, I asked him a question.
因为他跟君凯弟兄他们在工作当中，他们的位置做的都很高的。
And then Brother John and then Brother Jack, they have a high position at their work.
你知道在工作当中，当你高位的地位的时候，那个都是政治，都是 politics。
You know, when you are having a high level of position, you have to deal with politics.
我问我的弟兄，我说你们是怎么样那个处理对付那些 politics?
I asked him, how do you deal with politics?
我们弟兄回答说，他说是让。
And then he said to yield.
不要有得失之心，尽量的让，直到他们明白你不跟他们相争，你不对他们构成威胁。
And then do not have a heart like you win or lose, but yell and let people know you're not their threat.
这的确应该是一个秘诀。
This is supposed to be a secret.
但你就是这样做的。
And then Daniel did this way.
沿着过来，我觉得我在这个市场做的还可以。
And then after years, and I think I did this okay.
但是我里头还有一个大难处。
But I have a big difficulty.
就是在六四，我对政治有了180度的大反转的看法。
That is June the 4th, and it make me has a totally different perspective about politics and political issues.
无论在任何场合，我只要是一看见人耍那个政治
，No matter where I am, when I see people play politics.
我一方面我尽量的避开他们，不和他们正面冲突。
On one hand, I will avoid confront to them and then not have a clashes with them.
但同时我里面对他们产生一个极度的厌恶感。
On the other hand, I have an extremely dislike feeling towards them.
这个功课我还没学好，还需要主怜悯，我继续再学。
I need God's mercy. I still have to learn this.
好让我里面这个对他们的厌恶感变成对他们的爱怜之心。
So may the Lord will turn this dislike feeling to a love.
并诚心的祷告，好让主的救恩、主的恩典也临到他们身上，如同临到我们身上一样。
So I will pray that the salvation will come to them, like to us.
只有这样到位，才能活出分别为圣的生活，让人看见我们就看见了主。
And only do like this, then we have this holy life.
最后我要给从这个属天生命的见证。
Lastly, I will mention the testimony of heavenly life.
这个生命是一个属天的，是脱离地捆绑与基督一同坐在天上的生命。
This life is heavenly and it is we sit with Christ in heaven.
因为保罗告诉我们说，他说神叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Because Paul tells us we will be raised up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
还有我们思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
He wants to set our mind above and not the things on the earth.
你知道倪弟兄讲过一个典故。
You know, Brother Watchman, he told an idiom.
他说到一只老鹰抓住了一只猫。
He said one time the eagle catch a cat.
要把猫带到天上去。
And the eagle wants to take the cat to the sky.
想把就给这个猫描述天上是多么美好。
He tells the cat how wonderful the life in sky is.
可以自由地翱翔在那个蓝天白云之间。
You can fly between blue and white clouds.
眼界无比辽阔。
You will see things unlimited.
要看山川湖泊河流，实在是美丽无比。
You will see mountains, rivers, so beautiful, and lakes, so beautiful.
但是那个猫却说。
And the cat says.
我只想知道一件事。
I want to know one thing.
天上有没有老鼠啊？
Is there mice in the sky?
猫的生命让它只顾念老鼠。
A life of a cat only cares things.
一个属地的生命让它只顾念地上的事情。
A earthly life only cares things earthly.
在旧造里，在亚当里
，in
的生命就是堕落的属地的生命。
In old creation, in Adam, we only cares about in the old creation.
就如那个猫一样
，like the cat.
在新造里，在基督里的生命是一个属天的生命。
In new creation, in Christ, our life is a new life.
这个属天的生命能够救我们脱离地对我们的捆绑。
A heavenly life will let us depart from the bondage on the earth.
就跟那个老鹰一样的生命。
It's the life of an eagle.
那个那个四十的那个大约十多年前。大约十多年前，我有一段时间，我心里都非常难过。
About 10 years ago, there was one time, my heart was troubled.
也觉得四十多岁的人了，在工作上当四十多岁的人了，在工作当中与二十来岁的人在单位最低的 level 上，最低的层面，来跟大家一起拼一口饭吃。
I was 40-ish at that time. I was doing the lowest position. I was working with this 20-ish young people, try to make a living.
今天五十多岁了，还是差不多。
I'm 50 something. My position is the same.
直到有一天，主让我读到一个故事。
Until one day, I read a story.
这个故事是说到一只受伤的老鹰。
It's talking about a womb eagle.
被一个农夫给捡到。
And then a rescued by a farmer.
把他带到家里头，他那个养鸡场里的鸡在一起同养。
And the farmer took him to raise him together with his chicken, the chicken farm.
那个老鹰的伤好了。
And then after the eagle was healed.
他还是跟那鸡在一起，那个抢食。
And he still lived together with the chickens and fight for food.
当然，刚开始鸡都不敢给他抢，那个食物都是他吃的。
So at the beginning, the chicken didn't dare to fight with him because he has all the food.
直到他吃饱了，鸡才可以慢慢的过来吃一点。
The chicken can eat after he was well fed.
直到时间久了，就发现哎，这个鸡发现这个老鹰不吃他们，不伤害他们。
After a while, the chicken found out that the eagle won't hurt them.
所以他们也开始跟老鹰抢。
So they start fight for food with eagles.
就这样过了一段时间。
And after a while,
有一天一位传道人经过那个农夫的家。
One day a preacher passed by the farmer's house.
然后呢，他就恳请农夫让他把这个老鹰带走。
He pleaded to the farmers and allowed him to take away with him.
传道人把老鹰带到高大的山上。
The preacher took the eagle to the high mountain.
把它放回到天空当中。
And he released him to the air.
从此老鹰脱了地上的捆绑，回到了他自己当在的地方。
Since then, the eagle was setting free from the earthly life, and he went to the place that he's supposed to be.
主借着这个故事释放了我。
And the Lord set me free through the story.
虽然我们在地上，我们必须工作养家生活。
I know on earth we have to work to raise our family.
真是无从我们在佛罗里达的时候，你看我们家后院一个湖。
When we lived in Florida, there was a lake in our backyard.
我看见好多次，看见那个鹰。凌空像是就这样冲到我那个湖面上抓一条鱼。
Many times I see eagles, they shoot down to the lake and then they catch a fish.
那鱼都是很大的，一尺一尺多长。
It's big fishes, big fish.
立马再飞回线天上去。
Then immediately it went to the sky.
这就是天的生命。
That is a life of.
我们虽然在地上生活工作，但是地不能捆绑我们。
Even though we work on the earth, but the earth will not bind us.
因为我们是属天的。
Because we belong to heaven.
我们是与基督一同坐在天上的。
We sit in heaven with Christ.
让我们实在是活出这样一个属天生命的见证。
May we have the testimony of this heavenly life.
让人看见我们，就看见那位坐在天上宝座上的主。
And when people see us, they will see the Lord who sits on the throne.
我们自己所见证的道，就是用我们的生命和经历来证明神是谁，他是万有之主。他是创造的神。
The word that we testified is we testified that the Lord, who the Lord is, He is the Lord of creation of our life.
我们讲这句话不是说我们已经做到了。
And when we say this, that means we have done so.
是愿这句话成为我们里头的激励。
May those words encourage us.
因为这个生命都在我们每一个生儿女的里面。
Because we already have such life.
除了这个交通的这几个特征以外，还有许多其他方面的特征。
After those curses, there's more.
比如说，这是得胜的生命。
This is the life of victory.
是不能朽坏的，是公义的、温柔的、恒久忍耐的。
It's uncorruptible. It's gentle. It's perseverance.
是坚韧不屈的、绝对的、光明的、信实的、节制的、满有喜乐的、良善的、和平的、恩慈的。
It's unyielding. It's strong. It's peace.
等等
It's kindness, etc.
我们只要活出这些生命
If we live this life out,
那就是我们见证的道
That is the word of our testimony.
那就是耶稣基督的见证
That is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
愿主实在是恩待我们
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们不单单我们个人的生活
Not only our individual life,
在我们团体的生活当中都是这样
In our corporate life, let's do so.
让主的话实在地成为我们身上活的道。
And may the word of God become the living word.
让人看见我们，就看见那位看不见的主。
When people see us, the Lord which is unseen.
对不起，耽误大家一段时间。
I'm sorry, I take too much of your time.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们愿意把这句话仰望在你的手中。
Lord, we want to place all these words into your hands.
人的话虽然残缺。
Man's words are incomplete.
但是那烈圣灵的烈火会借你的大能来补全这些残缺。
But the fire of the Holy Spirit will complete all your words.
能够在人心中做那完全的工作。
It will complete the works that you will work on us.
主要愿意借着今天这些话语。
Through all these words today.
实在是从里面激励我们。
Encourage us.
让我们的生活。
To let us,
不但是个人的还是团体的
that our life individually and corporately,
好让我们实在能成为你自己的见证人
we become the testimony of you,
不但见证你是创造的神
not only testify you are the God of creation,
你更是救赎的主
you are more the savior,
你是坐在那位宝座上和王
and you are the king, the Lord who sit on the throne,
我们把感谢都来归给你
we give you all,
谢谢你与我们同在
thank you for your presence,
谢谢你垂听我们祷告
and thank you to hear our prayers,
奉靠主耶稣圣名
in the holy name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Amen.